on our learning of Chofetz Chaim, a daily companion, L'schus Refuah Shleima for Yosef Doben Chayla. So you mentioned yesterday the 11th mitzvahs asay, which one might be over when speaking Lashna Rechilas. We end off by saying that that brings in the book, one should be like a computer with two programs. One is your first thought process is to do the task you're supposed to be engaged in, and the second process is checking the first process to make sure you don't contravene Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, and to be aware and fear Hashem at all times. So when we are confronted with the choice of acting or not acting, of speaking or not speaking, we should always ask ourselves, what does Hashem want me to do? A person who speaks Lashon Hara has clearly lost his focus, at least for a few moments, on what Hashem wants of him. He is acting as if Hashem is not present, chas v'sholom. Therefore, he violates the mitzvah to imbue oneself with fear of Hashem, es Hashem elokecha tiro. The Ibn Ezra explains that, apart from this connection with being over, Hashem elokecha tiro in itself means that one should not be over, Losar says. That's the es Hashem elokecha tiro. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns pshat. The Chofetz Chaim teaches us that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he is wasting one of the most precious commodities the world has to offer, which is time. Spells it out more clear in the actual Sefer to emphasize this point. And now we come on to the 12th mitzvah saseh, which is Bittul Torah, Limud Torah. Val kulam over bezeh hazman shel sipur Lashon Hara rechilas, al mitzvahs asei shel limud Torah shi mitzvahs asei gemura. Above all of these is over when he speaks Lashon Hara rechilas on the mitzvahs asei of limud Torah, which is a mitzvahs asei gemura, an absolute mitzvahs asei. There's no limit to the reward for learning Torah. It is by far the most precious mitzvah a person can do. The only excuse a person has for not learning Torah the whole day is that he has other important matters, such as earning a parnasa, to which he must attend to. Speaking Lashon Hara is certainly not something which one should be doing, and so the time spent speaking Lashon Hara is unjustifiably being lost through Bittul Torah. Furthermore, Chazal state in Yerushalmi, Shekol mitzvahs einon shovus ledibur echo ben haTorah. All the mitzvahs combined are not equal to one word of Torah. Lahefach, the avera of Lashon Hara or Bittul Torah equals all the sins of a Torah combined as well. The consequences of this fact are enormous, says the Chofetz Chaim. As an example, let us consider the 20-minute wait, say, between Mincha, Maariv, and Shul. Between Mincha and Maariv. So, in a minute, a person can speak 150 words. So, over 20 minutes, that's 3,000 spoken words. That means 3,000 mitzvahs can be accomplished in 20 minutes of learning. But unfortunately, the opposite is true with Lashon Hara. Not only can a person acquire 3,000 sins for speaking 20 minutes of Lashon Hara, he'd also acquire 3,000 sins of Bittul Torah. Plus, he would lose the mitzvah, or the schar, of 3,000 mitzvahs of Torah. That's all we have for the moment on the mitzvah say number 12. Mitzvah Shem, Yanki will carry on next Sunday on mitzvah number 13, Midvar Sheker Terechok. Today, the Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, 7th of Adar, 16th of February. Rabbi Shlomo Miller, Shlita, Lo Olecho Hamalacho Ligmor. This week's Torahway is sponsored by family wife Chris Gal, one of their granddaughters, Hassan and Eretz Yisrael, Heat Rotten, from the first time of Israel, the family of Silof, Liskut, Hashibuyim, Chayolim, Bamil Chamon, Shiachsul, Votehem, Lishalom, Bim Heiro.
Amen. Very inspiring, once again, Bezer Hashem, to pick up ourselves, get a bit closer. Ulevai, ulevai, the Rebbeinu Shalom should give me the right words. Bezer Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. So we have this week's parsha of Asisa Menoira Zov Toir Miksha Teyase HaMenoira. Rashi says, what's Teyase? Me'eleo, by itself, Lefi Shehoya Moshe Miskashebo. Moshe had harder problems, how to do the Menoira. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashleiches HaKikol, or take the whole piece of gold and throw it into the fire. Vehi naases menases meileho. It'll become by itself. Lekach loy nichtav taase. Just teyose by itself. Now the question is asked. So what's the pshat at the end of the parsha of the menorah? The Torah says urei vaasei. So Rashi on the spot says urei vaasei. Urei kan bahor tavnis shani mario ischo. Look at this picture. He showed him a portrait of the menorah, and magich and iskashe Moshe b'masa menorah atchehelero Yakodish Baruch Hu menorah shaleish. Until finally, Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him a menorah shaleish to understand how to make the menorah. So the question is asked: Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam knew beforehand that anyway, he's not going to be making it. He's going to have heart problems and hardships. And at the end of the day, he's going to tell him, just throw it into the fire and it'll go out of menorah. So why is the Rebbeinu Shalom, why did after Rebbeinu Shalom show him menorah shaleish? Moshe, you're having problems? Don't worry. You get there. Just throw it into the fire. That's it. Huh? Shtei dodo amoyre dike zach. Amoyre dike lesson. But beforehand, I would like to, with you, all of you together, to get a gewaldige nekuda. The Tana de Mishnah says, Lo yolecho amelocho ligmor, velo yato ben choirin lehibotei leimeno. Poshet pshat. A guy comes home, and the faucet is leaking. And he tells his wife, we gotta call the plumber. He calls him up. The guy tells him, wow, leak is six leimeno. 100 pounds, 200 pounds, face was. Says, what? Shkoyach puts down the phone. He tells his wife, you're going to see 25 pounds and it's sorted out. How are you going to do with 25 pounds? What's the problem? I'm buying a faucet. I got a fancy faucet. It's a faucet in the hardware store. And, oh, Mazel Tov. I didn't know you knew, plumbing. Huh? Says, well, I'm not the biggest professional, but we'll take the plier. We go into the sugya, and Beis Hashem, we'll get to know it. And she looks up. I think the cheapest will be to bring the plumber. I see what's going on already. Ich weiß schon, was da geht da fortkommen. Pshaya, if you know the profession, you know how to be goyim with the malacha, bakasha. If not, leave it for those who know. But our mistake that we take it also by avodas Hashem. Pshat is, if a person sees himself, I'm going to be successful in Avodas Hashem and learning and steiging and all. So, okay, if not, forget about it. We'll leave it for those who know. Zog the Tane from the Mishnah, by Avodas Hashem, it don't work that way. Loi, lo yolecho, amelocho, ligmor. No one asked you what you can't. Kein adon ish gebet to finish the melocha. You do what you can. What you can, you can. Oh, but with the canister, what you know, what you can be, what you have ability to do, you can do. Just go for it. You go one step higher and another step higher. Memela veloyat ben choydin lehibote lemenu. No excuses. If you're told that you have to come to the peak of the mountain, you say, oh, me, get to the peak of the mountain. No chance. Loy. Lo yolecho amelocho ligmor. No excuses. But who am I? No one asked you what you can. What you can, you can. But what you could, you could. You do what you could. Who says that to us? Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ato Yisroel, Mo Hashem, Eloikecho Shoel Mimoch, Kim Lira. What's HaKadosh Baruch asking from you? Sach Hakel, Yiris Shemaim. Frag the Gemara in Brachas, V'chiyira milse zutrese, P'sir Shemaim, P'sak Kleinikai, big deal, Yishemaim. So Gemara, yes, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a milse zutrese. Thank you. And Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to himself. What's with us? So the Balamus and Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to every one of us. You should know, the Rabbeinu Shalom is asking from you, you're one step higher. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving off a dogma, a marshal. For instance, by me, it's Yerushalayim. But everyone, where you are, one step higher. What you can't, you can't. But what you could, you could. Lo yolecho amelo avocho ligmoir velo yato ben choyrin leibote ileimeno. Yes, we got to do what you could. We got to go on. Well, you get, no one asked you to go get to where you can, but where you could. Everyone has the ability to be what he is, and just one step higher. That's so let's go. No excuses. The Medrash, in the beginning of Koheles, tells us a great story about Rab Chanina ben Doiso. He saw everybody bringing korbanos. He wanted also to be part of it. But he was very poor, as we all know. He didn't even have Shemen Zayis. He didn't have olive oil to light the candles. So he goes out of town, and he's looking for something that he can also bring a korban l'mincha l'Hashem. And he sees a big stone. Oh, it looks like something good. He was had professional hands. He went home, he brought a hammer and a chisel. And for hours, he's knocking away. And finally, a beautiful form of a beautiful stone. And then he goes, brings brushes and colors, and for hours, painting and coloring, and a beautiful stone came out. Now he brought the moving company. What do you want to get the stone to? I want to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. What? From here to Beis HaMikdash? 100 golden coins. 100 golden coins? I've got even 50. I don't even have 20. Oh, sorry. Bye. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I want to give you so much nachas. Please help me. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends him all 5 malochim, offering help. Okay, Rabbi, do you need help? Yes, I got to get the stone to Yerushalayim. How much are you ready to pay? Whatever I've got. 5 golden coins. 5 golden coins. You know what, Rabbi? For you. But in one condition. You give your hand to it, and together we'll go for it. Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso puts his hand to it. Eins, zwei, whoop! With minutes, they land next to Beis HaMikdash. Gevaldig! Where's the money? Hey, where are they? Hello? Where did they disappear? He goes to Sanhedrin. Ha, I hired Poyalim. B'yayim etit n'schoroy. I don't know what to do now. How do you get here? What? You're here in a few minutes. It's Malachim, it's angels. Pata. So he took the money, he gave it out for Talmidei Chachamim. I don't understand what's going on. Rab Chanina ben Doiso, can you explain me what's going on? Let's say he did not know it cost 100 gold coins, but a little, you know, proportions. And he's 50, 20. You don't got any. Well, what are you hacking and knacking? Maybe you're wasting your time. You know what? Go to the moving company beforehand, ask what it's talking about, and decide if it's in the parish or not. No! The first thing he goes home, he brings the hammer and the chisel and hacked and knocked, and hours he's painting and drawing, coloring. What's he doing? Maybe you stop wasting your time. The Teretz is Rab Chanina ben Doiso is teaching us this lesson in Avodas Hashem. No one asked me to finish. I don't have to complete. I have to do what I could. I have that profession to take the hammer and chisel and make a go for it. But how's it going to get through Yerushalayim? Lo yolecho amelocho ligmar. No one asked you what you can't. You start. You do what you could. What you can, you can. But what you could, you could. You go weiter. You go on. You put in your effort what you could. But the kennst nicht, aber wo du kennst, kennst du. Do you do what you could? You put what you could. You put your effort. Yeah, coloring. Yeah, you're an artist. You can do it. Leg rein die Keuches. Die ganze, all your Keuches you got. How is it going to get to Yerushalayim? Lo yolecho amelocho ligmor. Bo velo yato ben choyrin. Leibate leimenu. You got to keep on going what you could. You put in your effort that you have the ability. What you don't have the ability, you don't. But what you could, you could. But Rab Chanina ben Doiso is teaching us over here another gewaltige Musar Haskel. If you'll put in your effort, all the koiches that you could, you're going to see you're going to have more. and more siyata dishmaya. And if it's needed, malachim will come to help you. But you do what you could. Well, you can't, you can't. Oh, but the kesti. You do what you could. And if you'll do what you could, you'll be zoichet to more and more and more siyata dishmaya. Yes. When I was a kid, I read this story in a Sipurei Tzadikim. I had no suffix that the reason they told him to give a hand, because we're talking about a flight to Yerushalayim, so you know you need an electric touch to be part of the flight, you know. So so that's why I got older, I understood that the Malachim can get along without it. Something else totally different. This effort you can also put in to give your hand to it. If you'll put in all your effort, and you'll put your hand to take the stone, and then you'll get the gewaltige siyata dishmaya that Malachim will go with you. But you got to do all you could. Your max, well, you can't, but your maximum, what you could, you could. You do what you could. Gewaltig. Oh, yo, 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 das ist der Pshat. If Moshe Rabbeinu would put in right the piece of gold in the fire, it would not go without a menorah. But when he did his maximum, he tried to understand what to do. He didn't understand. So Rabbi Yishim Shol shows him a portrait of the menorah. And he's trying again. And it doesn't work. Finally, you did your maximum. Then he got the ability, the privilege, throw it in the fire. And the menorah will go out. But first, you got to do what you could. You just go. Just keep on going. What you could. You do what you could. Oh, yo, let's take it for a lesson of life. So many people stay behind because, who am I? What can go out of me? What can I go? What can I, Shmachemais. Hello. The Russian was not asking what you can. What you could. Loi. Loi olecho amelocho ligmoir. We have it also in the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Ribbono Shel Olam, what? You want from us a Mishka? What? Hashomayim lo yichalku lucha. The heaven is not enough for your Shechina. So a Mishka? So Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yikim Moshe atu choyishiv, not like you're thinking. No, ela esrim keresh batzofoin, esrim keresh badoroim, en animash reshchinosu besoichoi, zog de balamus of ashteido. Pshat is, the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he sees a yid putting it, what he wants from us is putting it, your effort, what you could, you can't, well, more than a mishkan, but what you do with your ability, to links to rein deine koiches, anyway, it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam can bring that shechina, he gives us that gewaltigem matona of ashras ashchina, right? It's so, if a person puts in his effort and he tries to build himself and get closer to Hashem, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give him gewaltige siyata dishmaya of a shochanti besoicho besoich kolechod veechod. Yes. Oy, oy, oy. Be'etzim, we have that also in Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah says, ki ha-mitzvah azois, lo'i nifleisi mimcho, ve'lo'i rechoikoi. It's not in heaven that who's going to get up till Shemayim to bring us down the Torah. It's not over the seas that they can say. So where is it? Yes. The Torah is very close to you. Oi, listen to Shaila Akasha, the Rav Shimshon Pinkus puts that up top. Along this Shaila. We all know the olive base of learning Gemara, of Lomdis. There's always a Kesha, right? Between Akasha and a Teretz, or Havamina and a Maskona. Pshat is, the Havamina has also sense to it. It's not a mistake, right? Every Havamina you learn in the Gemara, there's a Mahalach. Why we say like that? And why is the maskana differently? But it's not just the psach, vastam, phony baloney. There's a real tzad to understand, right? Very simple. So there's always the havamina maskana is not too far. It's just, two tzadim that we come to the conclusion of what the maskana is. Now, The Ribbono Shel Olam is not speaking in the Torah to foolish people. If the Torah puts down a Havamina, that the Torah sees, right, that we have to take out, you shouldn't have this Havamina, you shouldn't think like that. Pshat is, there's a Mahalach to understand that what? That the Torah is Bashamayim. Or the Torah is Mevelayon. Kamash Malon. Nay, Loi Mevelayon. Veloi Bashamayim. So where is it is? Where is it? Vuidus Yah. Where? Beficha, belvavcha. Lemoshel, for instance, a guy asks you, I live in Kiryat Sefer, how far is it from Kiryat Sefer to Meron, to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? A guy tells you, I think it's 3.5 hours of drive. The other guy tells you, what are you talking about? It's 2.5 hours, maximum. Today there's motorway, Kvishesh, yes. Yeah, 2.5 hours maximum. If there's no major traffic, you're there. So I heard the Havamina, I heard the Maskana. He knows about Kvishesh, he doesn't know about Kvishesh. Okay, there's a Mahalach. But a guy asks you, tell me, where is Chveizdort and Kiryat Sefer? There's a place called Chashmonaim, right? It's a 10-minute drive from Kiryat Sefer. Where's Chashmonaim? Chashmonaim. I think it's up there in Ramada Golan. There's some place called Chashmonaim. Oh, come on. It's a 10-minute drive. So here, it's not a Havamin and a Maskona. Somebody had a mistake here. He pushed it. He doesn't know about it, right? It's not. There's no tzad, right? It's claw. Very push it. Now, if the... I would expect... Okay, the Havamin is Bashamayim. The Havamin is Be'evel Ayom. Kamash Malon. On the Everest or Chveizvos, not Bashamayim, but there on the Hermon, the highest mountain in Eretz Yisrael. Nay, Kamash Malon, Ki Karev Elecha Adavar Moed, Beficha, Belvavcha. Who's mistaking over here? What's Tutsach though? This is too far between the Havamin and the Maskone, is a bit too far. And the Rebbeinu is not speaking to foolish people. Pshat is there such a Havamina. And the Maskon is not like that, but it's too far. Havamina, Maskon, Pshat. Oy, Zogdor Fink, Zogdor Balem, was Moiridik. You ask every normal Jew, what does the Rebbeinu want from you? What do you want from me? Abo Chalke Shulchan Aruch. All the mission with the Mishnah Berurah, right? Keep the halacha like it is, and take advantage of every minute, right? Don't waste a minute in your life. Take advantage. Make sure, right? Something like Reb Chaim Knievsky, Well, he wasn't a person who was chapping malachim. Very simple. I got a lot to know him. He was so normal in his normal life. Such a normal life. He eat normally, sleep normally. It was very, very normal. But Pasha took advantage of all of his time. And every Shulchan Aruch, he didn't have major chumris. Very normal. So normal. So, no? Nishdas? Isn't that what Hashem wants? But, But for me, it's Bashamayim. For me, it's Me'evel Hayom. I'm just not there. So what would a person think? Okay, so I'm the wrong address, So the Havamina is stacking there. But the Rebbeinu Shem is telling you should know. Einachanami, Be'ezer Hashem, one day you'll get there. But you know what our Rebbeinu Shem is asking from you right now? What by you is Bashamayim, and what you by you is Me'evel Hayom, that's not what I'm asking from you. You know what I want from you? What's Karev Elecha Dover? What's Beficho? What's Belvavcho? Your step higher. Your Milsa Sutrasa. You what you could. What you can't. But what you could, where you are holding. Where are you do have the abilities. That's what I'm asking from you now. And then you go another step higher and another step higher. But what I'm asking for you right now is what's by Karev Elecha Dover, what's Beficho, what by you is Bashamayim. That's not what I'm asking for right now. What I want from you now is one step higher. Not what you're not, what you are. Not what nishmat b'sniv, what b'stiyo. What you could. Oy, oy, levai. When a person lives that emes, you know, it gives such koiches. You know, sometimes we, of course, this sheif is always, we want to get higher and greater, but we got to, Be'ezer Hashem, and Philo will daven for the best. But where do we go on? One step higher. And that's why, you know, you never give up. Siddur Gemara. Listen to the Gemara in the Dorim. Rabbi Kiva got married to the daughter of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua, here's that. What? You got married with a shepherd? Adrei Minichse. Not a penny. I don't want to know all about you. It was in the winter, and they needed a roof. And they were looking for, and they found the storage house of straw and hay. And this was the house. And that's where they would sleep. And the furniture was the straw. Now we sleep on it and eat on it. And after a lot of night sleep on straw and hay, so the whole morning they stuff to push the work to take it all out, what's tangled up in the hair. As they're working hard, Rabbi Akiva tells his wife, one day, Yahvinoli, I'll have the ability, Yahivnaloch Yerushalayim de Dahava. I'm going to buy you a beautiful jewelry, Jerusalem of gold. For millionaires, this stuff. Somebody's knocking on the door. They open up the door. Who's there? Eliyahu Navi, got dressed up like a poor man. Please, my wife gave birth. A bit straw and hay to make it a bit easier. Pleasure, as much as you need. Rahul, saw that? There's people who don't have even straw and hay. We've got plenty. Hashem, todah. Omrole, Soro Rachel tells Rabbi Akiva, Zil Havi Bei Rav, go learn Torah by the Rebbe. And it looks like it's a hemshech because of the story of Eliyahu. So that's why Omrole, what shaykhis does it got? Because the story of with Eliyahu Hanavi, so she sent them off to learn Torah by the Rebbe. And the kasha is even more. The Gemara says in Ksubis that by the engagement of Rachel and Rabbi Akiva by the L'chaim, what the condition was, that he's going to learn Torah. And he was ready for it. So why didn't she send him off till now? What happened now? She decided to send him off. Oh, you'll be geheret moiridik from the Rav of Beit Taz, Rechoyin Levrocha. He says, moiridik. He says, Chazal saying, Ovois de Rab Nosen, Rabbi Akiva, was such an amaretz, he didn't even know Aleph Beis, as we all know. And he says, Rochel all of a sudden realizes, this is not a simple amaretz. He's a festa, Moritz. He don't even know Aleph Beis. How can I send him off learning? He's going to have a breakdown. He's going to go to the Rebbe to learn Aleph Beis. A 40-year-old guy with his little kinlach, and they're going on Bereishis Mura, and he's breaking his teeth. Come, it's Aleph. Come, it's Beis. Are you old? How can I do that? So she did not send him off. But all of a sudden, she hears him saying, Rochel, look at that. There's people who don't have even straw. What are here? This poor guy don't have a penny to his name. And he has the krech to see his positive point. I'm not such a shmata. There's people who don't have even straw. I've got plenty. Huh? I say, go learn Torah by the Rebbe. Even if you'll see 100 people better than you, you'll always have the ability to see your positive point. You're a mila. Go learn Torah. But she heard something more. Rochel, one day I'm going to buy you a jewelry from millionaires, Jerusalem of gold, Yerushalayim shel zahav. Now the Gemara is not telling us what they eat, supper and dinner and lunch. It's not negeh. What the Gemara tells us is lelamdeinu. What is the Gemara teaching us by this story? Jewelry, Jerusalem of gold, you know, kratzing his hair, taking out the straw and hay, and dreaming about winning a lottery. What's to tzarda? The Teretz is, the Gemara is telling us, Rachel saw in Rabbi Akiva two gewaltige points in his personality. Mitzad echad sheifes, not stop. He's poor like anything, and he's dreaming about Jerusalem of gold. A millionaire. But mitzad sheini, all those who have big sheifes and big demyonis, and sometimes it just breaks them down. He was sure he's going to, in a short period of time, he's going to be, you can start seeing him in Sapsashtikla, Rabbi Kiva Eger of the door, and slowly but surely you see it's not Rebbe, it's not Akiva, it's not Eger, not this door, not the next door. Well, breakdown. But on the other hand, she sees that he has the koyach to be satisfied with every footstep that he goes weiter, that he gets up and gets higher. Azay, regis two gewaltige koyches mitzad echad sheifas, right? Strive and daven for the best. But lemaisa, where you are, you go on one footstep and another footstep, and you're satisfied with every footstep that you go on. Azay. Zil havi beirav, go learn Torah by the Rebbe. You'll become a Rabbi Akiva. And she was right. Yes. Lo yolech ha'melov v'ocho ligmoir v'lo yato ben choirin leibote leimenu. We gotta go another footstep higher and another footstep higher. Don't give up. Yes, be satisfied. When you can't, you can't. But when you could, you could. Amada, you dive it for the best. But we are holding. Be satisfied with every footstep, even if you don't see myself going, wow, who am I? What can I be already? I'm not going to be now the biggest guy in the good Ladora. But she's not asking you for it. But she wants from you. What's beficha? What's belvavcha? What's korevilecha davar? Ay, alevai. Some of you heard this great story about this king who built a big tower, 100 floors, and the regal Chanukah Sabayis. Everyone is going to get up there in an hour. We'll be getting a prize of 10,000 pounds. And 100 people heard about it. Felt, okay, we're going for it. Listen, it's a nice sum of money. And they're going and going and got up to the 10th floor. 50 out of those 100. What? Another 90 floors? No chance. U-turn. Back home. 50 go on. And they're going and going and going. Get the 20th floor. And once again, 30 out of those 50. Bump, bump, heart's beating. Another 80 floors. Another few floors, it's going to be an ambulance. Forget about it. Oh, yeah, back home. Yeah. 20 go on. And they're going and going and going. Get to the 30th floor. And once again, 10 out of those 20. Another few floors is going to be in a funeral van. Forget about it. Go back home. 10 there, go on. And they're going. Get to the 40th floor. And guy looks at the clock. He says, guys, no chance. This 20 minutes went by. It's the first 40 floors. And from a floor to a floor, it's getting slower and slower. No chance in the world that we'll get there. Oh, he's right. Whoa. How silly we are. What a naughty king. Enjoying people taking out the neshama for nothing. They all went back. One guy stayed. Hey, excuse me. No chance. I don't care. What? And if you're going to collapse, who's going to call the ambulance? I don't care. You're not normal. I don't care. Nunu, sugar. Goes up a floor. Gets his breath. And another floor. 45, 46. Hey. 50, an elevator, a lift, press the button, 100, he gets there. And the guy, oh, finally came the lucky winner. But tell me the truth, you knew there's a lift here, huh? No, I didn't. So what'd you go up? What'd you think? I didn't think. So what'd you go up for? I had some trust in the king, that he's not a naughty, he's not a mushkis. And if the king said so, it's a sign that you could. Imamelech Omar, Siman Sheefshar. Yes, that gave me the koyach and the comfort to go another floor and another floor, and here I am. And sometimes we think, Rabbeinu Shalom, who? I'm going to be Matzliach to be successful, to be a emissary of Hashem, to be a yid like you want me to be. Who me? This guy, that guy. You. But how? How? You trust Hashem. Eima melech omar siman shefshar. If the king said so, it's a sign that you could. But how? You do what you could. When you can't, you can't. But when you're good, you could. You go on another footstep and another footstep. Yes, and then you'll be zeicha to more and more siyata dishmaya. You'll be niskasha and niskasha again, and then miksha te'ase amenoira. Yes. Hopefully we shall all be Be'ezer Hashem. Mechazik ourselves. Just keep on going. loads of atzlocha, and a freilicha Shabbos. I would like to take advantage, as every year, since I'm here for the yeshiva, and I'm busy through the whole day, today, yesterday, trying to be mechazik toilim in the chadorim, primary schools and the grammar schools and the yeshivas. I was asked to bring £50,000 back. Whatever. That's my strive. That's my sheifis. That's what I was told. But I'm very happy with every help that everyone can help us. Hey, I'm not making a penny here for myself. It's Reifa Teure, but it's Baruch Hashem Yeshiva with Liay Nore. Close to 500 Bachrim with Yeshiva Ktana together. Liay Nore. Teure, but Mamish. Eine Gelechtige Teure. With much appreciation.
Oh, yeah. It's a Toshin.
Thank you much.
Ah,
there we go. Thank you much.
Oi, so you have to quote the Gemara. Ask the Kasha, Minu, Hanna, Mille. Forget Mille. Came, I had a thought on the Seder, which I was going to share to you today, all about the Menorah and effort. And then he came along here and he took the whole Torah and I've got nothing to say. So, but he says, but you've got to aspire to try. So in the middle of this douche, I made an about turn. I thought, you know, why speak about the subject of Menorah? But we have to put in effort. So I'll try to put in a bit of effort and speak about another part of the Seder. So the Pusik says that one of the wools that was used in the Mishkan was a certain tachash. I'd say for eures eilim udumim for eures techushim matzai shite. And this tachash, Rashi says there, lekach tilgim inkel le sas goinu. Sas goinu is very interesting, you know, because he's pointing out to you, how can you call the animal in targum lushan by another name? If it was only created for that particular time in history, then you can't have another name. This table is called the table in English, and it's called the shulchan in Hebrew. It's called la table in French. It's called eine Tisch in German, but it's got no name. If it's something that was just created and suddenly bring down some sort of a format of an animal which you never saw, and comes the targum and he gives it a name, how can you have a name? It was no such animal existed. You can't have a name in that in an alternative language. No? That's why Rashi's got this five versions of Inkelus Tirkim. Rashi says that the Kach Targum Inkelus Sas Goinu. So why is it the Kach Targum? My Kach Targum means that in the face of it, that it's not something that you can translate. It's an animal that just came on the scene suddenly. How can you have a name for it? When it says lekach betargim, it's not the same as the inkelus tirgim or the kitargimoi. But every single one of them has got a different note to it. When Rashi explains how inkelus is betargim, it says lekach betargim. That's question number one. Question number two altogether is what is the explanation of the targim? He calls him sas goinu. Why is he called sas goinu? Because shesos im ispur begavune shelah, shesos the Jewish is im ispur, and it is. How do you say it? This in like a peacock strutting, yeah. Right, with its colors, and it's got a certain arrogance, a certain fullness. Well, what's this? And this is the essence of this tachash, that it's called sas goinu, rejoicing and with this plethora of colors. That's the type of animal that the Rabbein Shlomo can choose from all the animals to represent the covering for the Mishkan, something which displays gaius, arrogance, haughtiness, pride in its externalities, because it's got so many colors, and that's the only thing that you can find to chamoir tekekash. Anish Eichan Astaku, the Rabbein Shlomo loves humility, he loves. To answer this question, I'll ask you another question. The other question is that when Eden crossed the Yamsev, so the Medrash says that they went through 12 different channels. Every Shaivet had its own channel. The Medrash continues even more remarkably that there were walls between each Shaivet. and the walls were made of ice. And the ice walls were transparent. And each shevet could see the other one. So my father knows, and once asked a question, he says, Memunifshach. If there are walls, that means that the walls are there to separate. In which case, then you need to have walls which are like every regular wall that you can't. That they're there to make segregation. And if they're made of ice, and you can see through them, what do you need the walls for in the first place? So what do you need to have the 12 avenues? So very briefly, he answered very, very nicely. Klal Yisrael is made up of a multifaceted potential. And each shevet has got something which the other one hasn't got. Even Yaakov Avinu described that the potential of Yisrael was Yoder Itim Talmid HaChomem, Zvulun, commercial wizard, genius, businessman, makes money. You have Reuven, who's got the alacrity, speed, Shimon Velevi, warriors, yeah, etc., etc. And in our world today, we've also got a Yiddish guide which is made up of different strengths. Everybody's got his dugish. Yeah, you've got Satmar Chassidim, which go with canoes. Ger Chassidim put a dugish on Teure, maybe Kiddush of Tahara. You've got Belze Chassidim, Indian of Prishes, all sorts of various different things. You've got Litvakas who work on the Kid of Teure, that everything is around that. You've got Svardim and everyone, and Mojitz Chassidim works with the medium of music. Yekes, of course, on punctuality and how the Torah has got to be so specific and accuracy. Yeah? And yet, all of them work together to one goal, one destination, and that's to serve one God, one Rebbeinu Shel Olam, no matter what the differences are. The message that Eibishter gave by the Yam Sefer was Moiradik. It's true that there are 12 Shvutim. It's also true and that it's axiomatic that every Shevet has got its own uniqueness and its own exclusivity in its way, how it serves the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But those walls are made transparent for the reason as medav yenem och kennen sehen. You should be able to see that his derech is also a derech. And you don't approach it by saying that, my way is the way and the highway, and nothing else counts. No, on the contrary, all the 12 are going in the same direction, all of them to serve one almighty God. And all of them have got in their own colorful way to do that. And that is exactly the same answer for the Tachash. The Tachash is essentially displaying a covering, which is a uniting factor. It's an umbrella, and it brings together facets of different potential, of different colors of the Jewish nation. How many different shvutim are coming together under one canopy to serve one God, to be makriv the korbunas with one kohen gudel and with one menorah, with one shulchan, etc., etc. And therefore, that is the beauty that the Tachash is not because it's haughty or because it's arrogant, which was our original question. Why would the Rebbeinu Shel Olam choose such an animal? And the answer is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is pointing out that with this animal, you show a multicolor, a beautiful potential of so many different facets of the Jewish nation. But the joy, the sas, is that they can unite together to serve one Rebbeinu Shel Olam under one Mishkan or under one Beis Hamikdosh, and they come together Ba'achtas to do this one goal. Shabbos.
Amen.
Yeah, we got two.
Is that on the place?
Are we, where are we now? Are we on this place?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes.
I don't know who's talking about reflections with stuff. But optimism was addictive.
Good.
I'm not sure what the message was, though.
Oh, you must have got the message. It was pretty simple.
A very intelligent message. It's like...